With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have welcomed King Charles and Queen Camilla to a state dinner Tuesday evening. Earlier in the day, the king highlighted the bonds between the two nations during an address to Congress, and he acknowledged the turbulence testing both the U.S. and the U.K.
Ladies and gentlemen, we meet in times of great uncertainty, in times of conflict from Europe to the Middle East, which pose immense challenges for the international community and whose impact is felt in communities the length and breadth of our own countries.
Make no mistake about it, federal authorities are going after former FBI Director James Comey with an indictment over a social media photo of seashells arranged on a beach that officials say constituted a threat to President Trump. Comey says he assumed the arrangement of the shells reading 8647 was just a political message, not a call to violence against Mr. Trump. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of North Carolina, Ellis Boyle, says that Comey is facing a two-count indictment charging him with, quote, knowingly and willfully making a threat to take the life of and to inflict bodily harm upon President Trump, and with transmitting a threat in interstate commerce.
In the Eastern District of North Carolina, it doesn't matter who you are. We take all threat cases seriously and prosecute anyone who violates federal law, regardless of title or status.
State Department preparing a limited release of commemorative U.S. passports celebrating America's 250th birthday. This is SRN News. Assisted suicide has been put on hold in the United Kingdom. Here's Michael Harrington with that story.
The House of Lords has failed to pass legislation that would allow people in England and Wales to take their own lives with the help of a doctor. Supporters of the measure are vowing to bring it back to the floor sometime this summer, but the procedural process will be tricky. There is strong opposition to the bill in the public and amongst pro-life advocates who point out other European countries that have legalized the practice have seen a surge in suicide. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S., not the only country debating abortion these days. A court of appeal in Kenya has overturned a ruling that affirmed the right to access abortion, setting up a legal clash that is likely to be appealed again in the Kenyan Supreme Court. Appeals court reiterated abortion denies a child the right to life as guaranteed in their constitution. This is SRN News. Thirsty for new ways to grow, fast food chains amping up their beverage offerings.
McDonald's will offer six handcrafted beverages starting next month, joining other chains like KFC, Wendy's, and Taco Bell that have elevated their drinks in order to draw customers away from rivals like Starbucks and Dutch Brothers. McDonald's will offer three refreshers and three crafted sodas. It's also adding a beverage specialist role in restaurants to focus on drinks. McDonald's CFO says the beverage space is growing faster than casual dining and has higher profit margins. Rich Thomason reporting.
Starbucks has customers responding to improved service in stores, which saw better than expected sales in the company's fiscal second quarter. Coffee giant says global sales for the January-March period rose just over 6.2%. More details, srnnews.com.